Beloved radio friends, may I welcome you yet to another broadcast in Jesus' mighty name. I am pleased at some of the responses we receive from our hearers. It gives us great encouragement. Call us and share your testimonies with us. May the Lord bless you real good. Today's message is titled, The Call for Commitment to Christ. The Call for Commitment to Christ. Our text is from the book of Esther. Esther chapter 4, verse 11 to verse 16. The book of Esther chapter 4, verse 11 to verse 16. And listen as I read. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces know that any man or woman who goes into the inner court to the king who has not been called, he has but one law, put all to death, except the one to whom the king holds out the golden scepter, that he may live. Yet I myself have not been called to go into the king these 30 days. So they told Mordecai Esther's words. And Mordecai told them to answer Esther, do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all other Jews. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. Yet, who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai, go, gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me, neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My mates and I will fast likewise. And so I will go into the king, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you in utter humility and submission, praying you, mighty Father, that you will teach us the appropriate meaning of Christian commitment and help us to get committed at a time like this. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. First, let's start with the meaning of commitment. The dictionary defines commitment as the state or quality of being committed to a cause or policy or person. There are people who are committed to a person, or they are committed to a cause, or they are committed to a policy. Commitment is also a pledge or undertaking. It is also defined as an engagement or obligation that restricts freedom of action. Commitment is devotion to a cause. Christian commitment, therefore, is devotion to God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible, and the church. The Christian principle of commitment is rooted in God's faithfulness. Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9 tells us that the Lord our God is faithful and keeps covenant and shows mercy to 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. It is on the basis of this truth that our Lord Jesus said we should seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. You find this in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Our text introduces us to Esther, one of the examples of a committed woman in the Bible. Hear her words in verse 16. I will go to the king, even though it is against the law, and if I perish, I perish. Great words of a committed woman. She had learned that there was a plot to destroy her people, the Jews. She recognized that God has placed her in a position to help save them. She made a commitment to facilitate the deliverance of her people, regardless of the consequences to her interests. God is lamenting over the scarcity of such committed people in our contemporary time. Are there not Christians in position of authority in our nation? Why are the people of God being slaughtered as goats Are there not people God has placed strategically in positions to save his people? Why are they not committed to save the people of the kingdom? Too much self-interest and fear of loss of position. Oh, for a people who will rise and speak up. One thing to note is that Esther did not perish. I want to encourage all who are people of the kingdom at this time to speak out against injustice, discrimination, and annihilation of the people of the kingdom. You will not perish in Jesus' name. Do not fail your generation. If your people are destroyed, of what good is that to you? You are there for such a purpose. Speak authoritatively. Speak with knowledge. Speak boldly and courageously. You will not perish. Over the years, the praying community has fasted and prayed. Now is the time to speak and overturn and frustrate the forces of darkness against the people of God. May the Lord raise more of such people. Our Lord Jesus gave a criterion for commitment to his cause. If anyone will come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will find it. You will find this in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 and verse 25. Committed people stick to a cause at all costs. Unfortunately, many people are not committed to anything other than their own selfish interests. The situation in our country today is attributable to lack of commitment to duty and responsibility. See our education sector. Look at the health sector. Look at the roads, water supply, and electricity. Governance is at its lowest form. Many institutional frameworks have been destroyed deliberately or have collapsed due to lack of commitment by operators. Another election is months away. What is your commitment? Some Christians have made up their minds that they will not vote. What a pity. What a disaster. Have you collected your PVC? How will you vote? God requires you to be on his side, child of God. Are you for us or against us? Joshua asked the captain of the host of the Lord. Let me ask you, are you for Christ or against Christ? There is a great challenge before us today. We need to be tools to bring the right type of change in attitudes to work and duty. The totality of our lives as a nation is crying for commitment to change. Let me pose some questions to you, beloved radio friends. Are you committed to the love and devotion to the Holy Trinity? Are you committed to the teachings of the Bible? I mean, the inspired and authoritative Word of God. Are you living by the standards set for us in the ancient words preserved for us? Are you committed to the Christian family values? Or have you opted out to support homosexuality, lesbianism, LGBT, sodomy, and the rest? Have you sold your birthright because of personal gain? Are you committed to evangelism, missions, and other outreach programs? How about the high Christian morals, spiritual and social and ethical values in both private and public domains? Radio friends, let us examine ourselves in the light of biblical values and renew our commitment to Jesus Christ. The people of God must not perish while we satisfy ourselves with the attitude of "it does not concern me." Let me close by drawing your attention to the commitment of Joshua, the successor of Moses. He served God faithfully. Joshua chapter 24, verse 14 to verse 27. Perhaps you are touched by this message and you desire to make or renew your commitment. Let me read that particular portion to your hearing. Joshua chapter 24. I will start reading from verse 14. The book of Joshua chapter 24. Verse 14. Now therefore, fear the Lord. Joshua was addressing his people. Now therefore fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. So the people answered and said, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God is he who brought us out from the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who did those great signs in our sight and preserved us all the way we went and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, including the Amorites who dwelt in the land. We also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. Verse 13. But Joshua said to the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you after he had done you good. And the people said to Joshua, no, but we will serve the Lord. So Joshua said to the people, are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord for yourselves to serve him? And they said, we are witnesses. So now therefore, he said, put away the foreign gods which are among you, and incline your heart to the Lord God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, the Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day, and made for them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. Let me stop there. Perhaps you are touched by this message, and you desire to make or renew your commitment. I want you to pray this prayer. Say, my Lord Jesus, I repent of my low or no commitment. From today, I am determined to raise my commitment to you. Give me help in Jesus' mighty name. Let me pray for you. Almighty Father in heaven, you have touched many hearts through this message, as many as are yielding to you. Holy Spirit, please help them scale up their commitment to our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray all this in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I remain your friend, Pastor Amara Uwezuozi. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.